Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. One more time. We let it ride here on... we'll just do one air horn because it's Thursday, September 11th, and it's Started always kind of weird to say that date out loud. But that's the day it is, and we're thrilled that you're here with us.
Unmute yourself real quick.
Oh, well, now he's unmuted. Now he's unmuted. That's right. We were muted.
What happened? So I don't know. StreamYard, StreamYard box.
Oh. Why would this StreamYard box be muted?
Now we're good.
There we go.
Why would that stream? Why would this StreamYard box be muted? That was weird.
Did nobody hear anything we said on the handle?
Yeah.
No, you guys were good. No, you guys were good. Yeah, we were on that.
Kyle must have been extra precautionary. He's like, yeah, we're gonna turn. You know, Kyle was talking crazy. He turned everything off.
Shout out to the radio. You got something to stream to right there.
Shout out. It doesn't happen often. Shout out to everybody on 1320 AM, 98.5 FM, HD2, and hey, we'll let it ride one more time.
There we go.
I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Hey, yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Here.
Yeah, man.
You got any more you want to get off your chest before we...
No,
I just looked. I didn't know. You know, I don't. It's not a joke. It's not a gimmick. I do not spend a lot of time on Twitter or social media unless I know there's a big story that I need to go kind of search out and see. So you referenced like a tweet you put out there. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. I pulled it up during the handoff. I see it now.
Yeah, and it was literally just a. I want to know if he has a specific thing that he's trying to do outside of just being a journalist. If he doesn't, then that's cool too. Like once again, people in the chatty house, people on Twitter, they are so damn smart and get so sensitive with things that are happening. They think everything is set in a tone or anything else like that. I would love to ask Pablo, what is your end game?
But no one, I don't think people know your tone. Like that's why I don't like Twitter. Mm-hmm. Is like people don't know your tone. They see your, like just looking at the last words. Because I think the question is fair. Like, what? I guess the question is given the sports media landscape. But the last line, I think, is what people are like, yo, KC, what?
But even to.
And the last line, for those who don't know, is like, what's the point of all of this?
Even to the question, like asking the question, the answer could be like, because I'm a journalist and I'm going to find things out. And I'll walk away like, oh, okay. Once again, because everybody want to be so damn smart. Everything doesn't have to be this super grand, oh, gotcha moment or what. Like, no, like, hey, do you have any type of motives for reporting this? Or are you just doing your job? Or are you, like, what is it? And if he comes back saying, no, I think it's interesting, and I want to find out the end of it, I will turn around and be like, oh, okay. Yeah. But people look at anything a lot of the times and just, oh, what are you getting at? Or how could you not see that? Like, bro, it's just a question that gets an answer that gets a response of, oh, okay, that's
what
I was
looking
for.
Is it fair to say now you're interpreting tone in the responses?
No.
Like, no?
Okay. based on the responses, no. Because the responses aren't even, no, I'm just being facetious. I'm just joking a little bit. Yeah, sure, I could be doing the same thing in that.
Well,
in
I
that
think
situation.
You are. I mean, there's some.
Yeah.
Like the one that just says, bruh. That that has a certain tone to it. What he's doing his job, sure, that has a certain tone to it. But I think a lot of these are King's Muse. Yeah. He's an investigative sports reporter. He's just doing his job. Ethan says he wants to report the truth, fulfilling his role as an investigative journalist. Like, but, I don't know that there's tone.
But
to those.
Even that, because everybody has to. How the hell are you going to answer for Pablo? How are you going to answer for him? Maybe he wants to see the Clippers taken all the way down. You don't know that. I said I want to ask him a question.
But if that's
what's the point of this? And people are answering for him like they know the answer.
So did
you don't know the answer. Okay. Why are you answering?
Okay, so I won't speak for Pablo, but I would think in his role as an investigative journalist, if you asked him and he said, I want Bomber and the Clippers brought down, that immediately destroys his reputation.
That doesn't. Yes, but it also doesn't mean he's wrong.
No, right. It doesn't. But it also it calls into question it literally calls into question all of the work he's doing. If that's his response,
yeah, he'll kill a lot of his credibility. Yeah, he destroys it. Done. Yeah, it's just over after that.
He does become Bill Simmons after that. He's a fan now.
See, even that, if everything he's finding is what it is and is true, they were cheating, they were circumventing the cap, and he wants to see them go down. To me, that doesn't eliminate everything he found, and that doesn't make me.
Just real quick, I sex date or whatever. Like they teach you. I mean, school's only 5 years ago or whatever. But like they teach you, like you just report the facts. You're not doing this with a like attack or whatever. You're just reporting what's there, just the story. Like Pablo, I don't think he's going into this. Like I think that's the mindset Pablo's going into. Like I don't think Pablo's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take down the Clippers. Pablo was just doing what he's learned, I guess.
I believe that's exactly what he's doing. I do believe that. But if he was like, Bomber, I'm going to take you down, and he found out all this stuff,
yeah, but people immediately stop paying attention to you at that point. And like you just said, it doesn't mean that he's wrong. Mm-hmm. It just means people look at him like he's just going to war with Steve Bomber. Mm. I don't care. When you're this is the thing that is lost, like, especially over the last 24 hours, we know what it is. Certain news networks, I mean, all news networks lean a certain way and they lean into their audience. Mm-hmm. If you can be one of the rare down the middle journalists, you'll get respect. And Pablo is one of those. I just don't think sports fans know how to take it. Mm. I don't think sports fans know in an era where the Eastern Conference Finals is dedicated to Stephen A. Smith rather than the New York Knicks. I don't think sports media people know how to like take that anymore. Whereas Pablo's whole thing now is Pablo finds out he is investigating something that he's relaying to you. I want to go back to your tweet for a second. You said people are answering for him. When you posted that, did you just want it like there with no interaction?
No, they can interact all they want. But they can say whatever they want. That's why I hadn't responded to anybody. I posted it. Respond to it however you want. I'm not looking for engagement. I'm not looking to go back and forth with anybody, especially on Twitter.
So
I will say, like I said, because it came up, clarifying for anybody that is listening and saw the tweet, literally it was just a question for me. It wasn't, there wasn't anything nefarious or I'm attacking Pablo or I think, nah, it's just, I'm curious. Do you feel any type of way? Or maybe that's not what you set out to do, but now that you're in this whole thing, now that you've discovered a lot of stuff, what do you think? Do you think the NBA should come down on him? Do you think Steve Ballmer should lose the Clippers? Like,
okay, that's different.
Those are just questions.
Yeah, but that second part of what you just said is completely different than the first part of what you just said. Mm-hmm. What do you think should happen is different. Once this is all said and done, what do you think should happen? Should Steve Ballmer this? Should Kawhi Leonard this? That's different. Then what do you want out of all this? Those aren't the same questions.
Okay. You're fair. I'm just saying, like, I would ask him that, too. What do you want out of this? Do you want nothing? Do you just want to do a good job on what your job is? And if he's like, yeah, that's all I want, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, it's not, once again, it's not no type of gotcha moment or question for Pablo. I just really would. I would love to sit down with Pablo and just talk to him. I like Pablo. I like Pablo finds out. I like even the little silly ones that he does that aren't hard hitting or whatever. I just think he's really good at his job and what he does. He's an intelligent guy.
The daily ESPN podcast he did for a while was fantastic.
I think wasn't he the one that did Brandon Miller? He broke down the Brandon Miller situation.
Yes.
He's great at what he does.
Was journalism, right? He's like, here are the facts of what happened without emotion in it. Mm-hmm. Here is what happened that night. And I think we both listened to it. I'll speak for me. I learned a lot from that podcast, and it sent me into a tailspin of researching more and finding, oh, people grab these stories with an idea already, a narrative already. And these first takes and get ups, it's not journalism. That's opinion based stuff. And there's room for that too, but it's really, really important to distinguish the difference. And Brandon Miller was getting eviscerated, just destroyed over that incident. And it was like, okay, you formed it goes back to that phrase we've been using. You were guilty until proven innocent. Mm-hmm. And everybody operated under the presumption of guilt and had formed their opinion on this young man based on that. And his season at Bama,
Alabama,
was just destroyed by it. Like in terms of what he faced on the road and all those different things. But once you learned what happened, I mean, maybe it won't change your mind. But I know that podcast and the subsequent hours that I spent reading articles from journalists, not opinion based stuff on ESPN, but people reporting in Alabama, was like, oh wow, this is a lot different than the story they're telling on First Take or on I don't remember what the show Reese Davis, the NCAA Today, whatever it was. It's a lot different than that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Pablo was behind all of that stuff.
He does a great job every time that I've seen his work. So, once again, I like his work. I like everything he does with Pablo Finds Out. Just a question.
Do you disagree with the assessment, the idea that Kyle and I both have that this alters his legacy? Kawhi Leonard, I'm sorry. I'm shifting from Pablo Torre to Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I think this is one of the first things you'll think about, if not the first thing you'll think about when you think of Kawhi Leonard.
Now,
you'll think about this.
Is that predicated on anything? Like if Adam comes back in a month or two and goes, it was up to us to prove it and we couldn't.
No, because I think I'll speak for myself. I already think something happened. Like I already think everything Pablo's laid out leads to the Clippers paying him, circumventing the cap. Uncle Dennis asking for stuff in Toronto. Like I already think that's what happened. So even if Adam Silver comes out and says we couldn't find anything to prove that this is the case, I'm still going to be like, yeah, Kawhi did that. He absolutely did that. And that's
and you don't think you'll be able to look past that? Because to me, this isn't OJ.
Mm.
Like, this isn't a situation that involves death, right? Like, the jury said OJ didn't do it. No one else did. OJ lived the rest of his life as the guy who killed Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman. Mm-hmm. That's how he lived for the rest of his life. This isn't that. Right. So if Adam comes, burden of proof was on us and we failed. Sorry, guys. See you at the All-Star game. And leaves. Do we watch every Clippers game like, Kawhi went for 35 and 10 tonight, but aspiration, am I right?
It'll be a footnote. It'll always be there for him. But for me personally, it doesn't take away from
But if he's wearing an Orlando Magic jersey or a Utah Jazz jersey, like now all of a sudden it's different. Like everything is different because he couldn't play for the Clippers. The contract was voided, all of these different things. And he has this stench that follows him, which I don't know. It's never been proven in the NBA. If he wins again, does it go away?
Yeah.
It works in the NFL.
Yeah.
I know there's a particular player who won a Super Bowl after I'm pretty sure he killed somebody. And no one cares. The NFL doesn't care. Television networks don't care. No one cares that this dude probably killed somebody. No one cares there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that says this man murdered somebody. But he started talking about God, and more importantly, he won the Super Bowl.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And no one cared after that.
Right.
I don't know if that works in the NBA.
I can only speak for me, obviously. This doesn't really move me one way or another. It is part of his story. It's mm-hmm. a footnote. But for Kenny Caraway, when I think of Kawhi Leonard's legacy, I always think first, one of the baddest dudes I ever seen play the game. Mm-hmm. And then Reese's son asked, granddad, who's Kawhi Leonard? First thing I'm going to say, he's one of the nastiest dudes to ever play.
Well, son, do you know who Steve Ballmer is? What are your grandkids going to call you?
I haven't thought about it, and I don't want to.
Pop, pop.
Papa. I haven't thought about that
Papa
at
Kenny.
All.
Papa Kenny.
Right now, these two just need to focus on calling me dad. Mm. That's it. No.
I feel like the little one says, hey, you, now.
She calls me Kenny here. Sometimes.
I believe it.
Yeah. Get yeah. it? When I have to get somewhere, like if I'm upstairs and she's downstairs, she's trying to get my attention because Jazz will scream upstairs, Kenny, when she wants me to come down. Kenny.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, that's funny. Yeah. But nah, it is something that will, like I said, be a footnote to his legacy, but it's not going to be the first thing I think of with Kawhi Leonard. Like, and I know they're kind of drastic examples, but you brought them up. OJ. Mm-hmm. I don't think of OJ the football player.
Right.
Then when I first
as
think
much
of OJ,
as we try to talk about how bad of a running back he was, it just
2,000
never,
yards, 14 games.
It never works.
Yeah, I think of the yep. murder, or somebody right. got away with murder, or the trial yep. and all that other stuff yeah. before I even think about the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
So I don't think that, for me, that's not what Kawhi Leonard's going to be. Even if he brought everything down.
Even really?
I would still first think about him as the basketball player.
Yeah. Dude does have two titles on two different teams. And again, we're not talking about something as drastic as Ray Lewis and O.J. Simpson. Mm-hmm. We're talking about whether it's fraud or Kawhi's not even part of the fraud part. What the company was brought down for doesn't actually have to do anything with Steve Ballmer right. and Kawhi Leonard and Dennis Wong and the Los Angeles Clippers and Uncle Dennis and all of this. And I think Pablo pointed it out today in response to Ballmer's conversation with Ramona. And it's two things can be true. You were defrauded. Like you were a victim in this. Mm-hmm. That's not like I don't even know that that's up for dispute.
Right.
What we don't know is why you were involved with this company and you used the line of good investments, bad investments and all of that. And sure, like I believe it. It's why these LLCs exist. Mm. The write off for a loss is very, very different under I know this isn't what it is. It's Steve Ballmer LLC versus Steve Ballmer. It's very different. Mm-hmm. And like of the $50 million, $50 million plus, I'm sure he lost, the LLC is going to prevent him from losing much. And that's why this stuff exists the way that he does. But that can all be 100% accurate. The question is, why were you involved with this company? Mm-hmm. And, a lot of people got, a lot of people got fooled by them. Great. I'm asking you,
right,
the richest owner in professional sports and one of the richest men in the world, how did you get fooled by this? That's what I want to know. And those are questions Ramona didn't ask. And those are questions that'll maybe never be answered. Maybe I thought this yesterday after Adam talked, after Adam Silver talked. Pablo kind of pointed it out today, even though I don't think Adam Silver had spoke when they recorded that podcast. I don't think we hear from Steve Ballmer again. I don't think we hear from Adam Silver again. And I think Michael asked, does Kawhi Leonard's silence say anything to you? Yeah, here's Michael. Does he need to get in front of a microphone? Well, absolutely not. One, Kawhi Leonard's never going to get in front of a microphone. Kawhi Leonard being silent is exactly what I would expect from Kawhi Leonard. But also now we're past that because this is being investigated now by a major law firm. So what it is absolutely in Kawhi's best interest to not say anything. The trouble is, the big, big trouble for the association is this investigation isn't going to conclude in 2.5 weeks.
Right.
And there are going to be 3-4 dozen microphones in front of Kawhi Leonard's face in about 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then, like, what do you do? Because if you're Adam Silver, Steve Ballmer, Tyronn Lue, you need to formulate your plan right now, because the Sam Amick's, the Ramona Shelburne's, hell, maybe even Pablo Torre, they're going to fly into Los Angeles for Clippers Media Day. And you better have a clear outline of how you're going to approach this with your star player. Because, again, this investigation isn't going to be over in 17 days.
I would, if you did something wrong, then I would say you just don't even answer those questions. Somebody ask you that, next question. I'm here to talk about basketball and the Los Angeles Clippers team. If you did something illegal, if you genuinely, which I don't believe, I think they did something illegal, but if you genuinely didn't do anything wrong or knowingly do anything, you answer and you say that.
Kenny, as your lawyer in this fictitious situation, you have the right to remain silent. This is under investigation. He can't say anything.
Well, you're right. You're right.
He should. My opinion is he should not say anything, and that should be made clear well in advance of Clippers Media Day.
I don't think, to answer your,
even if you go as far as to make Kawhi not available,
I don't think anybody should say anything.
Absolutely. No, 100% right. And that's what I was getting to. I don't think we hear from Adam Silver. Steve Ballmer is not going to sit down with Ramona part two. Like, it's, we've gotten all we're going to get, I think, until this investigation is over or nearing completion.
I agree. I wouldn't say a word. Let me ask you, cause I haven't seen the video yet. The new Pablo Torre video. Just seen clips of it. Did you come away with that thinking he had the smoking gun? From what the clips that I've seen, I haven't seen it yet.
And he asks the question, and again, that's really important to this. He asks, is this the smoking gun? And he's hearing this because, well, and I don't know because I don't watch this, but those opinion shows are telling this, you don't have anything. So he's saying, okay, is this it? The late payment to Kawhi Leonard, when I think they said 20%+ of the workforce was being let go, including, you know, the vice presidents, the presidents, like very high salaried people were being let go. And the line item that was Kawhi Leonard's $1.7 million was marked as critical within the company. Mm-hmm. And the only other owner of the Los Angeles Clippers who had not invested in this company before steps in and donates, and there has to be some sort of tax significance to this, $1.9995 million or something like that. Mm-hmm. 7 days later, now that goes from the Dennis Wong LLC to Aspiration. 7 days later, it goes from Aspiration to Kawhi Leonard, and now that debt is paid. Mm-hmm. He asked, is that the smoking gun? No.
I don't think so either.
It's just another incredible form of circumstantial evidence.
I agree 100%. And I agree with that, believing.
That's a bad one, though.
But you're getting closer. But I say that no, it's not the smoking gun, believing from the start of all this that the Clippers were circumventing the cap.
Right.
Like, that's what I believe. But I don't think it's been proven the way Adam Silver said it needs to be proven as of yet.
If someone from this organization, that this firm that the NBA has hired, or the FBI or SEC, whoever, asks the different people in Aspiration, what did you use to pay Kawhi Leonard that $1.7 million when your company was gone at that point? It was going under. What money did you use? If they respond with, we got an influx of cash for $1.9 million from Dennis Wong, does that change anything for you?
I'll answer when we come back.
Good idea. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.